our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 203, all the stanzas. In sweet communion, Lord, with thee, I constantly abide. My hand thou holdest in thy own, to keep me near thy side. 1-5 of Psalter 203.
Oh, portion of scripture we wish to read this morning can be found in the first book of the Bible, Genesis, thereof from chapter 24. But before that, the law of God as it can be found in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Genesis 24, the verses 50 to 58. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, The thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord hath spoken. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And their servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold, and raiment, and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him, and tarried all night. And they rose up in the morning, and he said, Send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, Let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10, after that she shall go. And he said unto them, Hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way. Send me away, that I may go to my master. And they said, We will call the damsel, and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah, and said unto her, Wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. Thus far.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty, holy, and righteous, good-doing and long-suffering God, we are gathered together in this morning hour round about thy holy word of truth in thy own sanctuary. And we first ask of thee that thou wouldst gather with us to grant us an undeserved blessing. Thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thou changest not. Thy word that is unchangeable The things which have gone out of thy mouth, they are being and have been and shall be fulfilled, even to the last one. Lord, thou knowest our hearts, and when thou wast here upon this world, coming in the flesh, thou didst show thyself to rebuke sin, to overturn and expose hypocrisy, and to show pity and mercy upon those who were sick, who were ignorant, to heal them, to give instruction, to hide things from the wise and the prudent, and to reveal them unto the babes. The riches of thy sovereign grace. Lord, thou art the same. Oh, thou art the same today. Though thou hast ascended into heaven, and thou dost sit upon the throne of thy glory, yet it is yet in thy human nature that thou hast so ascended, and we are left behind. Oh, that thou may look upon us, each and every one of us together, as we are traveling that short journey between the cradle and the grave. Because we are by nature dead and careless of the things of eternity, and we do lay upon a bed that is too short, and we attempt to cover ourselves with a covering that is too narrow, so that we deceive ourselves for a great and never-ending eternity, both young and old. O Lord, who is able to give unto themselves that life, that new life, that hungers and that thirsts, that pants for thee, as the heart panteth for the brooks of waters. Oh, that those also may be in the midst of us, also in this day, in this morning hour, coming up unto thy house with a desire, with a thirst, with a sigh, with a cry, with a longing, maybe in despair, saying with thy servant, many there be that do say of my soul, there is no hope for him in God. Oh, could it please thee to look upon those that sigh in this morning hour, that thou would show thyself to be a God close by, and that thy nearness may be felt and experienced by those that do mourn on behalf of sin, those who are not able to deliver themselves from their own wretched heart, and that cannot come up to that standard that we have heard in these moments out of thy holy commands. Oh, that we may lose all our hope and all our expectation in our own work. Oh, that we may learn to die to ourselves, and that thou wouldst reveal unto us that new and that living way that thou thyself hast made. And when thou didst say, I am the way, the truth, and the life, Oh, that thou may declare it also in the ears and in the hearts of those that do despair. Oh, that they may be given eyes to behold thee, ears to hear that message out of thy holy word, a heart to understand it, affections to go out after it. O Lord, that thou thyself would come, even as the days wherein thou didst dwell upon the earth, that the needy may cry to thee, and that they may experience the power of thy salvation. O, that it may be today, as it was in the days that are gone by, that thy salvation may come to the poor, that the poor may have the gospel preached unto them, and that thy name may be glorified in the salvation of those who are not able to save themselves. Lord, that thou may remember those that have no fruit in themselves, that cannot bring forth anything, that thou wouldst give unto the eunuchs a place and a name that is better than of the sons and of the daughters. Oh, that thou may give to them who are standing afar off, that they may receive also that liberty to draw near and to touch the hem of thy garment. Lord, that thou wouldst give a breaking through unto those who are not able of themselves. Oh, do invite them and do draw them by the power of thy most Holy Spirit, that they may drink a little of the fountain of the living waters, and to eat a little of that bread of life, that thou may remember thy own children, that to say, I sleep, but my heart waketh. Oh, that thou wouldst waken them once again, that they also may rise up and to seek after their beloved. When thou dost call unto them, knocking, open unto me, my sister, my love, my dove. Oh, that thou may, that they may be given to hear thy words, and that thou wouldst leave a little honey upon the handles of the lock. Oh, Lord, that thou may thyself deliver thy own church for the first and by renewal. And wilt thou look upon all the afflicted and all the needs that are also in this life, for they also are many, those that have serious diseases in this world. Lord, that thou may give a cry to heaven, that there may be experienced something of thy, that thou art alive, that thou dost hear the needy when they cry. Remember those that mourn. Thou knowest all the missing that is in the heart from day unto day. Wilt thou strengthen them, O Lord, that must miss husbands, wives, or children, or parents. Thou knowest those also in our own midst. Wilt thou strengthen and uphold them? And wilt thou visit them from above? And wilt thou be with all the children and the youth? Thou knowest the meetings we have had in the week that is gone by. Lord, that thou may bless also that which has been decided, that it may be for the welfare of the rising generations, that they also may receive instruction when the schools will open in a little while once again, that thou may give rest unto our teachers, and wilt thou give supply for all that lies before them, and wilt thou bless the means that are used for the welfare of the rising generation. Wilt thou be with all thy servants over the length and the breadth of this whole world? Wilt thou give that it may be through bringing forth of thy kingdom to the calling of those that are far off, but also those that are near, or also from our own congregation, that does labor upon the mission field, that may be in this area in these weeks, and but hopes to return again on the day of Tuesday. Lord, wilt thou remember her and go with her, and wilt thou bless also her labors in the midst of that people, and that thou may give more of those who may labor in thy kingdom, and not only thy servants on the mission fields and in the established congregations, but may it be also teachers who may go in and out amongst our children in our schools day by day. O Lord, thou knowest the greatness of the need that is upon us and that is coming upon us more and more. O Lord, that thou may be our supply, and that thou may give it in the hearts of our youth. Especially may it be that young men may feel the need and the calling to go forth into that service. O Lord, that thou thyself may do it, and that thou may remember us in thy favor, to look upon our nation and all those that rule and reign over us. O Lord, then we are so far fallen away that we are giving way to those outward sins that we dare not to stand against anymore. O Lord, we beseech thee that thou may give wisdom to those that rule over us. Give them also courage, give them strength, and that thou may teach them from above how to resist Satan and all his forces, and that thou may give that they may be for a benefit in a local way, but also in this whole nation. Lord, that thou may remember us in this morning hour. Wilt thou give what is necessary to bring another little portion of this thy holy word? Give us a little rest this morning in thy house of prayer from all that does burden us here in this world, the many cares, the many sorrows, the many concerns. Oh, that they may be laid upon thee, and that thou mayest take them up, and that thou may give in this morning a little separation from all that is of this life, and that we may be given a little token of thy nearness, of thy blessing, of thy presence, of thy favor to us and unto our dear children. Take reasons out of thyself, and forgive and take away all of our many sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 163, all the stanzas. O Lord my God, most earnestly my heart would seek thy face within thy holy house once more to see thy glorious grace. Psalter 163, all the stanzas, and the last collection today is for our building fund. wilt thou go with this man? Rebecca, congregation, looks about her. She sees her father. She sees her mother. She sees her brother. It is so much to leave behind. House and home, all of her dear, all of those whom she loves. Isaac, she actually does not know him. She has heard of him, but she has never seen him. She has never met him. She actually does not even know what his natural character is like. Shall she then go to be joined unto him as a wife and a husband, whom she knows not? Wilt thou go with this man? Actually, the answer is so easy. Of course not. How can I do that? Why would I do that? How can that be expected of me? I love my mother and my father and my brother and the life that I now live. That is now the answer of the natural man. We have also left that question with you last time. Wilt thou go with this man to leave behind a life that is in this world and to seek another life, to seek another God, to seek another husband? What was now your answer? Through all the thoughts that you have had of that question in that week that is now gone by, when you are called to forsake the world and every former friend, then our answer is by nature, I have no desire to go. But the Lord, He is able, and He does obtain a different answer out of the heart of His own children. And that we wish to consider for a moment in this morning. Out of the words of our text, which we have heard, Genesis 24, and thereof verse 58. Genesis 24, verse 58, and they called Rebekah, and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. So far the words of our text. The necessary consent received for obtaining a wife for Isaac. First, the necessary legal consent. Second, the necessary heart's consent. The necessary consent received for obtaining a wife for Isaac. First, the necessary legal consent. And second, the necessary heart's consent. Marriage. What is marriage? That is a covenant, that is an agreement between a man and a woman. And therefore, vows, they are made, promises are made one unto the other. Those vows, they have a legal foundation. That is why that we are not able, just any of us, to perform a wedding. Not even a minister here in Alberta, but we have first to be registered with the Alberta government. that we may have an official capacity, that we may declare a man and a woman to be a husband and a wife, thus a marriage that has legal ramifications, that is dealt with when there are troubles in a marriage in a court by a judge in this world. But there is certainly another foundation, a second foundation, which is even more important in a marriage, and that is that foundation of love that is between a man and his wife. Because if this is missing, then actually we really miss the essence of marriage, that agreement, that covenant, that promise, that vow from heart to heart to one another. What does our text say? It says, and they called Rebekah. That was necessary. But before they call Rebekah, then we read that Eliezer, he is first speaking to Bethuel. Bethuel, that is the father of Rebekah. And we hear also the name of Laban, and Laban is the brother of Rebekah, and it seems that Laban, he is given the place that he may answer in the room and the place of his father. It could very well be that Bethuel was at this time already very old and ailing. So often we read here about Laban. Thus, young men, then it behooves you before that you are becoming engaged to someone, that you are first approaching her father, that you may ask from him that permission that you may have her hand in marriage. And thus, Abraham and Isaac, also, according to the custom of those times, their servant Eliezer, he is first seeking this legal consent. And once that is received, then a way that will be opened here for Rebekah. And so we find that Eliezer, he has told his errand in that question that is coming unto this family, and especially unto Bethuel, the father. And now, if ye will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. And what is the answer we read? Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, the thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Actually, the word is actually rather. The word or, we cannot speak unto thee bad, rather good. In other words, we cannot speak unto thee bad, rather we must speak unto thee good. That is so understandable that this family, they do not really have a desire that Rebekah, she will leave them and go so far away, because she is loved by her father and mother and by her brother Laban. And in those times, especially, then it is that people perhaps would never even see one another again. So then we can understand what they would like to say. Then they would like to say, well, no, this is something that may not be. We want to keep Rebekah here with us, as she has to remain with us. She has to remain among us. We cannot say it. No, he says, we cannot speak unto thee bad. We cannot say no to thee. And why not? Well, they feel something. They feel something of the power of the providence of the Lord. That it is the hand of the Lord that has been guiding here. So we have heard about the religion. That is a religion that has diminished, that has denigrated. So that they are worshiping the idols, and yet there is something still left of that knowledge of the true God, that they may speak about the will of the Lord. The thing proceedeth from the Lord. That is sad. Why? Because we feel here something of their unwillingness in their hearts. And yet they dare not to resist. They say, we cannot say to thee no, although we would like to say to thee no. We have to agree. Actually, and they are forced. They have to let her go against their will. The thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord hath spoken. But this history that is not written only about Rebekah. No, this history with all of its details that is for us an illustration. Then we have heard that the Lord, He is sending out His servants. And He is sending them that they may seek out for Him a bride that is a church for His only begotten Son. And now there is, in the first place, a legal part. Because in the fall, we know that Adam, he has freely chosen another master. Then he has chosen to depart from the Lord and to go into the service of Satan himself. And every one of his posterity is now born under this dominion of the devil. What does the Lord Jesus call him? He calls him the prince of this world. And he speaks about the kingdom of this world, and he refers to him as the king. Satan as the king of the kingdom of this world. Thus the inhabitants of the world in their fall coming under, placing themselves under willingly his dominion. What did the Lord Jesus say to the Pharisees? He says, ye are of your father the devil. That means that the devil was their father. If we think about the deliverance of the children of Israel out of Egypt, then we know that that was very clearly also it speaks about it also in the New Testament, a type of that deliverance of the true church out of the dominion of Satan, that he will deliver them out of his hand when he has them as a taskmaster laying under their burdens. And now what did Moses first have to do, boys and girls? What did Moses first have to do in the name of the Lord? Moses first had to go to Pharaoh. And then he had to say to Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, let my people go. Well, you see, does the Lord then have to go to Satan? Does the Lord now have to seek permission from the devil? That the devil will let go of his people that they may enter into his kingdom? Certainly not. Why not? Because the devil, he has not obtained that people in a legal way. He has not obtained that people by a right agreement in the first place. His temptation was a lie. Thus, he is nothing but a robber. And they do not rightfully even belong unto him. And yet, there is a legal part to the salvation of the true church of God. And that legal part that was first sought out by the Father and the Son, that is a part that first had to be taken care of in order that that people, they may become his own. Thus, how was that legal consent obtained? I think you know it, children. You say that is by the suffering and the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is right. Why? Because then the Lord Jesus has satisfied a justice that needed to be satisfied in order for that church to become that bride of Christ. And it is for this reason that the Lord Jesus has descended from his holy place. It is for this reason that the Lord Jesus has taken upon him that human nature of mankind. And now it is in that mediatorial work that Christ, he has bruised that head of the devil, that he has taken away the power of the devil. That was evident. How? Well, that was in the heart of Satan, that he may keep Christ in the grave. And then it is the enemy that says, well, let us place soldiers there by that grave. Could they do it, children? They could not do it. No, the Lord Jesus, he rose from the dead. Thus, the power of the devil that is completely broken, he could not keep Christ in the grave, nor can he keep that church in the grave, nor can he keep God's children themselves under the grip, under the dominion of Satan himself. Oh, we can see that so clearly. And when the Lord Jesus has been in this world, and when he has healed all manner of sickness, but especially when he has cast out Satan, then he did not need to ask Satan, will you please go out? No, then he demanded of Satan, come out of him and enter no more into him. All then, that devil, he had no choice. He did not want to let that people go, but he had to, because of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, congregation, it is so easy. It is so easy. You say maybe it is so difficult, it is so impossible. Why? Why? Do you feel something of that death? Do you feel something of that power? Do you feel by times that you are just like in that grip of the devil? That the devil, he will not let you go, that he has placed bands around you, and that you are in that awful death, and that you are not able to deliver yourselves out of that death? But the power of the devil that is broken, the Lord Jesus, he has received the victory in that warfare. There is no reason for you to despair. No, that legal part that is already finished, that justice that has already been satisfied, that consent that has already been obtained, Satan has to let go of his prey. Oh, that true church of God that cannot be held back. But there is another consent. There is another consent that still needs to be obtained. What is that? We want to see that in our second thought. That is the consent of your heart. The consent of your heart. Wilt thou go with this man? Just a religious profession. Just being a member of the church. Just a carnal decision to have some kind of a religion in our life. That is not sufficient to give a positive answer to this question. Wilt thou go with this man? That is not enough. A carnal religion that is not powerful enough to conquer the heart of a man. But David, he said, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Thus it is that Spirit of the Lord, by the power of that Spirit, He is conquering the heart of a man in order that a man may say what he will not say by nature, that he may say with Rebecca, I will go. Say, how does he do that? Well, in a natural way, Isaac, of course, he is not there himself. Well, the first step, congregation, that is not marriage. We do not begin with marriage, young people, on the first day that you will meet one another. We do not begin with marriage. Do you know what Job says? He said, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Thus, there are steps. Eliezer, he begins by speaking. He begins by speaking about Abraham. He begins by speaking about Isaac. And we read that he gives to Rebekah gifts. Why? Well, those gifts, they are to draw her. They are to, we say, to woo her heart after Isaac, that she may make that good choice that is necessary for her to make, not only to have that legal part done, but also now the application in the life of that people themselves. Thus the Lord, he is working, and he is beginning with the very first steps, slowly, step by step. And that is also in the knowledge of the mediator. Because very often, the first knowledge of that mediator that is experienced in a very small way. Very often, that first knowledge, we speak about the experimental knowledge of that mediator, because Rebecca, she had heard of Isaac before. You have also heard of the Lord Jesus Christ before in your life. Right, children? From your youth, young people, you have heard of him. Isaac heard of him. Or Rebecca heard of him. But now when she heard of him, it was completely different. And now when the Lord, he is giving that people to hear of him, completely different in their life, then very often it is just in a very small way. It is just as if it is just a very far away. Paul, he says, we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. Why not? Because what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? Because hope that has something to do with the future. That is the difference between hope and faith. He says we are saved by hope. But, he says, if a man is hoping for that which he does not see, then he is with patience waiting for it. Hope. That is now what is born. What is born in the heart of Rebecca. When she has heard Abraham, but especially when she has heard about Isaac, then she has heard about the mission of God's servant. That he is there for that express purpose, that he is sent for that express purpose, that he may call her, that he may bring in a bride for Isaac. That ever give you hope. Hope. When you may hear of the mission of God's servants. Why is the Lord sending his servants? Why? It is for a purpose. That is the Lord's command himself. Go out and seek a bride for my son. Seek that people. Ask them, wilt thou go with this man? Did that ever give you hope? Rebecca, she received gifts. And her heart that is made to beat after the riches of Abraham. Eliezer has spoken about them. All he is very rich. At the same time, he does not own one piece of land. At the same time, he is a stranger. He is a pilgrim in this world. But he has the promise of the future. That land that was promised unto him and unto his children forever. And now, Rebecca's heart that is made to beat after those riches. Was your heart ever made to beat after those riches? Though you would not own a single piece of land and have no property here in this world, but to seek after the riches that are laid up in heaven? Is that where your treasure is? And now, Christ, he is revealed as the means by which those riches, they may be obtained. Gifts. Rebecca, she receives gifts. Rebecca, she receives an invitation. It is actually more. She receives a calling that was in a personal way. Oh, did you ever read the invitation in the Word of God which made your heart to beat after the greater Isaac? When the Lord himself is calling, that you would depart and that you would return unto him, that is a gift. A gift when our heart may be touched by those invitations. A gift when the Lord, He is opening that word. Did the Lord ever open that word? That you have read that word in a new light. In a light that had to do with your own soul. So that it gave to you hope. Or was there ever light upon the blessed attributes of the Son of God? Of His goodness. Of His mercy. Oh, that is a gift. It is a gift that is drawing your heart unto Himself. Maybe at one time that you have heard in that house of the Lord declared something of the promises of the Lord. Declared in such a way that it was so suitable unto your own case. So that promise that has given unto you hope, that is not Christ Himself, that is not the marriage, but these are gifts. And they are all proceeding from Him, and they are coming along with that calling that is calling away unto Himself. Gifts to draw us, gifts to touch our heart, our affections. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, then he appears in His beauty, then He appears in His preciousness. Then He appears altogether lovely, more than everything that we have already in this world. So that a man, he is made ready to leave everything behind. Gifts that are telling of the riches of His grace. How bountiful that it is. That it is a grace that is as wide as the ocean, riches that are showing His ability, not only His ability, also His willingness to put away my sin. Oh, do you ever receive something of those blessed gifts from that greater Isaac? What do they do unto your soul? Let us sing. 170. 2 and 3. How blessed the man thou callest and bringest near to thee, that in thy courts forever his dwelling place may be. And what follows? 2 and 3 of Psalter 170. Wilt thou go with this man? Congregation, the legal part that is finished. The Lord Jesus, He has merited the salvation of His church. There is a salvation that is sufficient for the whole world. One drop of that blood is sufficient to cleanse the sin of every man, woman, boy, and girl in this entire world. Do you believe that? He has said it is finished. That means that there is nothing more. And that legal part is done. And that consent that has been obtained. And that Father that He is willing to receive. That people. That may come into His kingdom through His only begotten Son. Now that question comes to us. Wilt thou go with this man? What is your answer? Rebecca, she says, I will go. That is an eternal wonder. That is not the answer of our natural heart. Forsake the world and every former friend, all for the blessings which cannot be seen, but which are future. No, that is not the answer of the man of this world. It is not the answer of the man, even of the church, of that professing church. That was not an answer that was living in the heart of Rebecca's father and her mother and her brother. They also received gifts. They received gifts also from Abraham. By the hand of his servant. And yet it was so different. Oh, just think about Laban. And when he saw those gifts, he was a covetous man. And did not change in his life. And read that later. And we read specifically when he saw the gifts that Rebekah had received. That he goes out unto Eliezer and he says, come in, thou blessed of the Lord. I have prepared the house and room for the camels. What does he want, children? What does he want? He wants something too, right? That is right. He went out specifically that he also may receive gifts. And that was all. And that was all. But it was so different for Rebecca. She had not sought those gifts. Those gifts, they were given to her. And she did not end in the gifts. The gifts were not enough for her. That was not her goal. Those gifts, they were pointing her unto Isaac. Every one of them, they spoke about Isaac. Every one of those gifts drew her heart out unto him. Then it was not the gifts anymore, but then it was Isaac. Congregation, perhaps it is also so with us. We desire gifts, but we desire not the giver. We ask always, every day, for providential things. Food and drink and prosperity. We receive it too. And then we can leave the Lord in His place. And we say that is enough. But it even goes further than this, because it is possible that we even desire spiritual gifts. It is possible that we say with Balaam, "Let me die the death of the righteous. Let my last end be like his." Or we want that good end of God's people. Maybe we say, "Oh, I would also like to be included among that people." Maybe we say, "Could I also come one day and sit at that holy supper of the Lord? That would be everything for me." But it goes no further than this. We look for the blessings, but we have no desire, no longing for the God who is giving those blessings. We do not desire His communion. We do not miss Him. We do not seek Him as whom Him whom that we have lost in paradise. The desire for the blessing of inclusion, because we all like to be included and be part, the desire for the blessing of inclusion, that is not the desire for God. No, the object of our desire that has to become God Himself and His only begotten Son. Otherwise, all those natural gifts and all even the spiritual gifts, they will be to our eternal condemnation. Wilt thou go with this man? I will go. What a blessed choice. What a blessed desire. Isaac. Isaac was her desire. And the blessings, the future blessings, the greatest blessings, which were connected to Isaac, that Eliezer had spoken about, they would become hers through him when she would be married unto him. That was so real for Rebecca. That is a living hope that was living now in the bottom of her heart. So much so that she is willing to give up everything, to leave the whole world for him. Do you know that in your life? Are there those that can say that also with Rebecca? They are not strangers of this desire. I will go. Maybe you say, and yet it has been so long. It has been so long ago. I remember the time, but I think it is all gone. Wait a moment. Rebecca is not there yet. Rebecca still has to make a journey. And next time, the Lord willing, then we hope to say a few things about this journey. But before we go, I want to say just one little thing, young people, because There are those girls especially, and they like to use this. They say, now you see those jewels that they were given to Rebecca. And so then you want to have all kinds of jewelry hanging from your body. You say, well, that is in the Bible. In the first place, that was a different time. That was a time that the people, that was their custom actually to wear their riches. They did that even, they had gold chains even on their camels. But we also have to say that not every custom in the Old Testament was a right custom. Only think about polygamy. We do not want to say, girls, that you may not have a little necklace. No, we will not say that. But I will ask you a question. Why do you want those things? You say that belongs to the girls. Yes, that's fine. Then it does not belong to you, boys, young men. Let us not take unto the men what is feminine. But girls, we only want to say something. Read in the Bible about Esther, right? Esther. And she required of Haggai only the things that were appointed to her. And so she wanted to go in unto the king in a very simple way. Why? She says, because she represents someone there in that godless kingdom. That was the people of the Lord. And she would go there in a simple way, the way that God had made her. And, oh, the king, he saw such a beauty in that. He saw such a beauty in that. Do you see that, two young men? Such a beauty in that simplicity, in that plainness, the Apostle Peter. He speaks about the adorning. He says, let it not be the outward adorning of the plaiting of the hair and of the wearing of gold and of the putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, which is, he says, incorruptible. Even the ornament, he says, of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Believe that, young man? If a meek and quiet spirit is in the sight of God of great price, may it also be in your sight of great price. Wilt thou go with this man? Oh, that is to forsake this world. I will go. Oh, what Eliezer, what must have gone through his heart when he heard that woman say that. I will go. Put him to shame. It put him so to shame. What had he said to Abraham? Peradventure, the woman will not follow me. And what did Abraham say by faith? He says, the Lord, he will send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. Can it be otherwise? The world has not yet come to its end. God's servants are still sent out. And that same promise, that promise in baptism that is still going forth in the midst of the churches, in the midst of God's servants. Oh, shall eternity tell that there are also from us, young and old, who were given by grace to make that same blessed choice and to say, I will go Amen. O Lord, Thou only can work it. It was the declaration of Abraham, of his riches, and of Isaac, and the purpose of Eliezer's coming, and it was the gifts. Oh, they did woo her heart. Lord, we cannot woo the heart of anyone. It lies not with us. It lies not in us, as it lay not in Eliezer, but it lies in Thee. Oh, that Thou also may work by the power of Thy Spirit to send Thy angel before us, and that this also may redound to Thy glory. When there may be a people here also, young and old, who are convinced by Thy Spirit to say, I will go. Wilt Thou dismiss us with Thy blessing? Wilt Thou give us to keep Thy day holy? Wilt Thou receive our thanks for Thy help in this morning hour? And wilt Thou go with Thy servant in this afternoon hour? Give us a desire to be together under Thy word, and be Thou in our midst also, for Jesus' sake. Amen. 195, 1 through 4. Abundant fields of grain shall wave, all white for harvesting, and boundless joy and gladness fill the city of the King. 1 through 4 of Psalter 195.
Thank you.
Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.